Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, the push is on within Fine Gael to get a new presidential candidate in place following Mairead McGuinness's shock withdrawal from the contest last week for health reasons. Former Government Minister Heather Humphreys and MEP Sean Kelly look set to be possible contenders, with both saying they're considering running. Let's take a listen to what Sean Kelly had to say to News Talk's Anton Savage when he was asked if he's going to run.
I'll reconsider. That's the word at the moment. And I will reconsider it very carefully, weigh up all the options, and then I'll make a decision. And certainly, as you say, the goalposts have changed. When circumstances change, then obviously you have to look at things in a different light.
Well, Fine Gael's National Executive Council will be meeting this evening to decide the way forward, with Regina Doherty telling RTE's This Week there should be a contest if there is more than one candidate.
You know, I think if there are more than one candidate, I think it's very healthy for a party to have that campaign, you know, for people to put forward their, you know, their best bib for our members to decide who they want to represent them as a political party. So if there is more than one candidate, I think absolutely, definitely there should be an electoral contest. But our members, our PP members, our councillors will make their decisions based on who officially declares once the process is reopened again tomorrow night.
Well, for more, I'm joined now by Sarah McGuinness, who's political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Claire.
There's a sense, isn't there, that the clock is ticking for Fine Gael. But, you know, when you look at that in the context of Fianna Fáil having not made a decision and neither have Sinn Féin, they might have a little more luxury of time than we think. But is there an appetite in the party for a contest now?
See, I would be under the impression that there is. And it's not necessarily that there's an appetite, because I think that the majority of the party would be hoping that Heather Humphreys is going to run. But I suppose, speaking to you, official sources within Fine Gael, while that is true, they have been very transparent in the fact that they are saying that they will facilitate a competition if anyone else does decide to run, i.e. Sean Kelly. And kind of, I suppose, when you think about it from an optics point of view, that would make sense, given that Mairead had for so long been pointed to as the Fine Gael presidential election candidate when she decided not to run in the European elections last year. That was really kind of a signal of her intention to run for Árs an Uachtaráin. And I suppose now Fine Gael, in the midst of obviously expressing their sympathies to her and her family in light of her poor health, but they are also kind of keen to communicate that this is not a crisis for the party. You know, everything is fine and they still have options, mm-hmm. is what backbenchers and kind of backroom sources are key to communicate.
Yeah, I mean, we did hear Sean Kelly saying there that he's going to think about throwing his name back in again. But it's fair to say Heather Humphreys was the first name out and about once we had the news about Mairead McGuinness. Does she hold a lot of sway within Fine Gael, but also outside of the party?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like I did a survey of the parliamentary party on Thursday evening, and I was talking to maybe 10 or 12 TDs, and each of them said that Heather would have the support of the PP. And certainly, like, when she announced that she would not be seeking to contest her seat in Cavan Monaghan again when the last general election rolled around, you could sense that that was a really big loss for the party. And not just because she was a very seasoned politician, but also because of the fact that she was a rural voice in what can be quite a Dublin-centred party at times, or viewed as a Dublin-centred party at times. You know, she was from the border region, and she was Minister for Rural Development, so she became very well known to a lot of rural communities. And as kind of Michael Healy-Rae and Noel Grealish and Sean Canny have outlined, that they feel that she would be a good spokesperson for those communities, people in regional areas, as well as the population more broadly. I would think that she would have the most mass appeal. Mm-hmm. And with respect to Mairead McGuinness and everything that she is going through, even with Mairead in the picture, I would have thought Heather might have had a slight edge when it comes to mass appeal over any other Fine Gael candidate.
And listen, I mentioned Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin. Is there any word as to what's happening within both parties when it comes to selecting a candidate, or whether they will put somebody up?
So They're kind of waiting each other out, essentially. It's kind of a bit of a game of chicken going on to see who will move first. There hasn't been a clear date set by which all nominees must be declared. But I know that local councils by the 15th or 16th of December have to declare if they're backing any candidates. So really political parties have a week, maybe until a week before then, to get their nominations sorted so that their councillors know if they can, you know, go off and back an independent or if they are meant to stick to the party line. It was interesting in the Examiner today, Paul Hosford reporting that that Sinn Féin are seemingly considering backing Catherine Connolly now. I'd say that would be very much welcomed by Fianna Fáil. It would kind of take the pressure off them, given that, you know, they are... They wouldn't really want to split like the Republican vote with Sinn Féin, and you know, any candidate that they would run would want them to be kind of a 32 county candidate, similarly to Sinn Féin. So yeah, still no movement. Everyone keeping very tight lipped. In the case of Fianna Fáil, they are still you know, in government. Micheál Martin's still in the driver's seat. They have a budget they have to get through, a new housing plan, things that are probably more important to Micheál Martin's personal legacy than the presidential election. So yeah, they're not too keen to speak on it at the moment, but I would say in the next 2 weeks we should have a clearer picture.
All right, there will be movement, Sarah. Thank you so much. Sarah McGuinness there.